very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, this Thursday, May the 2nd, 2019. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
Welcome. If you're just joining us today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the continued rise of basic commodities and what measures people are putting in place to survive day to day.
And to join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And a live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But ladies, as you know, out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai musakanganwe.
Always seen a Lobo Mama. Don't forget that we are now live streaming on Facebook pages, on our Facebook pages, and you can join us in the conversation right now by linking us. Please go to VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and like us as if you haven't done so already, so you can join in the conversation.
Like we said, today we are going to be taking a look at the continued rise of basic commodities and what measures people are taking to survive day to day.
Yesterday, Zimbabwe joined the rest of the world in commemorating Workers' Day. Some economists say the salaries being earned by some employees are not enough for them to make a living on. Let's listen to the Director of Labor and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, Dr. Godfrey Kanyenze, who spoke at the Zimbabwe Trade Union's commemoration of Workers' Day held in Harare yesterday.
Education is not enough for all these other things that the worker has got to do. So if you look at the full poverty data line, at $873, so you can see basically $873 is what a worker requires every month to subsist. But at the moment, the minimum wage is $300. How do you subsist under such conditions? So it's a miracle. One of the greatest miracles of our time is how workers are actually even subsisting in an environment where their salary is way below what is required to subsist. So in essence, that's why you see now workers, going back to what we saw, those survival strategies we saw during the hyperinflation era, where workers would walk to work, where workers would do a 1001. You can't eat, you just eat in the evening. You can't afford to be eating, you know, three meals a day. So essentially, that has created, you know, the precarious conditions under which workers are working.
The president showed some concern regarding workers, and as well as the price rise. Do you see any sincerity in that?
Well, we need to go beyond concern. We want to see action. We want to see government do something, because government has got, you know, the regulatory power, you know, to come in and provide the framework that can actually allow the workers to basically gain the eroded incomes. Because at the moment, they simply say that they are concerned.
That there was the Director of Labor and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, Dr. Godfrey Kanyenze.
Let's also take a listen to what the government has to say. Dr. Sekesai Nzenza was speaking at a government briefing, speaking about food prices and also some of the programs that they had in.
We're preparing to meet the chiefs tomorrow, so we are going to be meeting a number of the people who are affected by the cyclone. especially some of the most vulnerable who lost their parents during the cyclone. Are we going to see any more price hikes? Yesterday in the cabinet, the president specifically said, let's ease up on the prices. So the Minister of Industry and Commerce will be delivering a statement on whether there will be price hikes. But certainly from yesterday's conversations, it's unlikely that there will be any price hike. But as you can understand, business often does what it likes, and it's very difficult to control. But as the minister, I do acknowledge that the price hikes are hitting.
That the PJ was Dr. Sekesai Nzenza speaking in Harare. I see in Rukunzwa Kuti we have a guest who's with us on the line right now, and she'll be with us for a short while, PJ. We're going to speak to Mrs. Mpariwa, Paulina Mpariwa of the MDC. Let's go to her. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good evening to you. I'm glad that I'm live on air.
Yes, you are. You've been hearing there a lot of people giving their take on the situation of the price hikes. You are there in Harare in Zimbabwe. What's the situation right now on the ground?
The situation here is terrible. And to imagine that from January to today, people and workers are alive, it's a miracle. I want to thank God's strength in terms of keeping us alive, including the families, including even those that are supposed to be going to work, including children who are also on holiday at the moment. It's terrible because we are at a Catch-24 situation where you now are facing the critical situation. The children are going back to school next week.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the incomes of the workers, the basic commodities, even a packet of biscuits, even a bottle of mazoe, anything else, things have actually tripled the prices. You come even to imagine that fuel has gone up,
mm-hmm.
the bread is inaccessible. It's not on the shelf because nobody can actually afford to buy bread daily. A family of five or six, you can't actually fit to eat a loaf of bread a day. So it's just like it's a decoration on the shop. In the shop, nobody can afford to buy the bread. The money, the other 2 years, actually, it has actually eroded the incomes of the workers. And to say workers go to work and come back daily, it is a miracle because it's a dire situation.
Mm-hmm.
Meat is actually rich in most of the households. People eat vegetables. People were surviving on Kapenda, but the prices have also gone up.
Uh-huh.
Even salt, the least cost the price, the commodity in the country, used to be salt, but also the price has gone up.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking of even matches, the smallest, the price has gone up.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a miracle that workers are surviving, people are surviving, because the millimeter has gone up. So every basic commodity has actually gone up, and we face the eroded income every day where workers can no longer afford anything else, including school fees, including even the bus fare to go to work. Hence the saying, the pay that I get cannot take me back to my home in the next morning. It is terrible. And the government should not actually hide behind saying business has got to do this, business has got to do this. Government has got the power to control the prices. Government has got the power to make the necessary measures so that workers and the generality of the populace can actually access the basic commodities. We are talking, we have people with disabilities. We have got women and children. We have got single-headed households. We have got orphans. We have got street children. Government should actually be sincere in dealing with such an emergency that can actually cost life in the next few months.
If you can please stay on the line, I think we have another guest coming in, but before we take our other guest, I think PJ, maybe let's just say hi to her so we can go into our languages and then carry on.
Yeah. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu lamhlanje Nkosikazi Deborah Mkhazi.
Yani, Mr. Madala.
Yeah. So kuyisikhathi singaxoxanga lawo.
Ngakhulu.
Yeah, bahamba khona apho ecingweni. Si vingelele abalaleli. Siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lamhlanje uhlelo wasihluzeni bomama lapho esixoxa khona ngendaba eziphathelane labo mama langempilo yabo ekusebenzeni, ekuphileni, kwezempila kahle, kwezenotho, ikakhulu kathesi kulodubo lokuba umnotho wethu weZimbabwe awumanga kuhle. Kulokuqonga kwentengo yempahla lokudla lokunye okunenginengi okubangelwe okuqonga kwentengo ebangelwe evelele ekuqongeni kwentengo yamafutha ezimoda. Konke into yonke yahle yaqonga. Ikakhulu kathesi sikhangele ukubana kulezi nsuku isinkwa kavele kasisabambeki. Abanye besithi vele siyisimanga ukuthi abantu babe ngabaphilayo kuze kube manje eZimbabwe ngoba vele leholo langkhona alihambelani lentengo ekhona ezitolo. Ikho ke Nkosikazi Deborah Mkhazi, ungasichazisela lawe emangweni lapho ophila khona ukuthi vele kathi liphila njani njengoba sibazile abanye abababazileyo ukuthi vele yisimanga ukuthi liyaphila.
Okay, ngiyabonga. Ngithanda ukuvingelela abalaleli. Ngiphinde ngibingelele lana lisingenisa ehlelweni ukuthi sixoxe, sikhulume imbono yethu.
Yes.
Ngokubona kwami, kunzima, kunzima kuleli lizwe. Sesiphila ngomoya, sesizengikhumbula leBhayibhelini othi umuntu kangeke ephile ngesinkwa sodwa. So kuze kufezeka kathesi ukuthi liqiniso, kodwa kungasiqiniso kuyikuyekelela nje, kuyikuyekethisa i-government yethu ekwenzayo. Ngiyakhumbula sakhula kwakule Consumer Council eyayikhangela konke ama-prizes wona la ukuthi kukhwelile, kukhwela njani, kuzasuka kuye ngaphi, kulama-profits or kulama-loss. Kodwa okwakhathesi sesingizimvu zelusiwe nje, umhlambi ozelusewodwa kungela okhangeleyo. Ngiyakhala bakithi ngawo uhulumende yake buyele back eke bona ukuthi saqalisa njani. Elandele inyathelelo lesasize lesiliyenza lama-consumer council elokuthi lali-control ama-prices. Khathesi kakusala ama-control. Nxa ngikhangela izini lakithi thina lapha esizisebenzayo, sokusiba nzima lokuthi sifake ama-prices wezinto zethu esizithengisayo. Sokusiba nzima lokuthi sibambe izini layo, imali yona leyo, ukuthi siyibone ukuthi sisuka ngaphi siya ngaphi layo. And kuba nzima kakhulu. Ngawo uhulumende sibiluyake ehlale phansi eke kubonisise kakhulu. Nguye olelungelo, nguye olamandla ukuthi ngakonke bona laba bakubusiness ebacontrol. Ngoba lokhu abakwenzayo hayi asokungaphezu kwamandla ethu.
Kodwa phela i-price control yeyabangela udlakela olwaba khona ngalwana mnyaka kubo 2008. Yikho ke engxenye uhulumende uthi yena ukuthi afake ama-price control awusahambelani lo mumo okhona kathesi elizweni.
Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi vele uqalise ngomkhonomi wethu. Vele kasinayo, asina mali yethu eyiyo yethu. Yikho lapho kuqalisa khona. Okokuthi laba abanye amazwe abale mali zabo bazenzela intando yabo, lathi ngapha nxa siyibamba sesingathi sayethuka njengazezidayi ze-US dollar lele likhona. Ungakhangela ku-parallel market, i-black market ekhona, imali yangkhona ivuka ishutile every day, iyakhwela lokuthi ikhwela isiya ngaphi. At the end of the day kuyagcina lapho abantu ngapha labo sebeyibo abakhweza ilokhuzweni ama-prizes abo ngoba belandela. Ngike ngabhodabhoda lapho edrobheni ngikhanyela nje i-furniture, iwufinde ukuthi i-furniture sebeyithengisa ngendlela yokuthi namuhla imali ku-black market iyimalini. Kusasa ingavuka iyehlile la, i-furniture yangkhona iyayehla, kusasa ivuka iqhwelile lapho kuyakhwela. Kuyafanana nezitolo, asisakwazi ukuthi isitolo sesize sithuthula sithathe isikhathi eside ukuthi ungene ko-okay, ungene kozaphalala, ungene ko-TM ubona ukuthi ama-prizes ahamba njani. Alokhu usibili hhayi, ilizwe lethu selinikuvi shuwa.
Abamba kona apa icingweni nkosikazi. Sike siqhubeke ngo nkosikazi Mpariwa. Kunjani nkosikazi Mpariwa?
Siyaphila.
Eh ndimi muri kurarama mu miracle.
La tiri kurarama muzvishamise. Ndoda kutenda Mwari.
Nemi nana chaiyo.
Iya nemi Mwari vari kubata miyayo vanhu vavo nekuti vanotida. Zvino hazvichabatiki mudzimba hamuchina kana mapete akatiza nekuti hasina beti rinogarira mpaa. Chokwadi chaicho ndechekuti ndinoda kutenda madzimai vari mudzimba vanoita kuti kwawanikwe miriwo nehupfu hwokushanda maoko avo. Nekuti zvavai kushanda iko zvino informal sector kuri kurarama vana mai vachitengesawo nechimari ukwanisa kutenga kahupfu taona, kashuga taona, kacooking oil taona. Saka vana mai iye zvino vakabata mahouseholds ndochokwadi. Asi ini ndiri kuti tine vanhu vanorarama nehurema, tine vana vanogara mumikwakwa, tine vana vanochengeta vamwe vana vari mudzimba. Nekuti munoziva kuti kwaka vana vakafa vakafirwa kune nherera. Saka vana vanochengeta vamwe vana raramiro yacho yakatoona. Mari yemunhu anoenda kubasa haichina chainokwanisa kutenga. Mafuta edzimotokari akakwira nemapuraizi echingwa nemapuraizi ana cooking oil zvese zvakabva zvangokwira. Tiri kuti isusu kana sadza nehupfu watove muenzi. Munhu anouchirirwa kana baba vauya nehupfu kumba kana mai vakauya nehupfu vanhu vanohombera ite surprise. Ichiri kuda kuti hurumende ngaive pachokwadi kuti nyaya yekubatanidza kuti mari yevashandi nemari yemuzimbabwe ive inotenga. Inyaya inofanirwa kunge hurumende ichitoisa mutemo kuti zvifambe nekuti hatina mari yedu chaiyo inonyatsa kutenga. Saka mari yeRTGS iri kutora mari yevanhu pavanoenda pakadhi kunotenga patiri paya nema2% yachitora. Kureva kuti kana munhu anga ane $300 iye zvinezvi ane $150 hapatina mari iripo. Saka udzamu hwenhamo yamuzimbabwe unotoda kuti hurumende ikatombotyisidzira mabhizinesi, hurumende ikatombotyisidzira vashandi, asi kutotora action kuti igadzirise ufumi husinde mari yezimbabwe ivepo inotenga. Zimbabwe ive iine zvinhu zvinokwanisa kuuvawanisa mhuri kuti dzikwanise kurarama. Chakatarisana nezvikoro zvakuvhurwa izvozvo, vabereki vari kutambudzika kuti vana vanodzokera sei kuzvikoro nekuti kana bhodhoro remazowe kana school fees yacho hapana pekutangira. Zvakaoma ndochokwadi.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai nhasi, tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yekukwira kuri kuita zvinhu munyika. Tanga tiri kunzwa apo kubva kuna amai Porina Mpariwa vebato reMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa, vanga vari kutaura ivo vachitaura kuti chokwadi vari kuti ivo madzimai vari kurwisa nekuti munyika pari zvino zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Vari kuchema chema vachiti ichokwadi kuti zvinhu iye zvinezvi vana vakatarisana nekuti zvikoro zviri kuvhurwa munguva inotevera asi mari yacho haisi kubatika. Saka tichadzokera kwamurizve amai Mpariwa kuti mumbotitsanangura kuti imi maimboshanda segurukota here yatingati social welfare, ko vamwe vasina mabasa vakaremara nevamwe vakadaro vari kuzvigona sei?
Ndatombozvitaura pandataura ndima yechirungu ndichitaura kuti persons with disabilities zvakatooma nekuda kwekuti hurumende ndopayangadai iko zvine yakasunga chirongwa chinoita kuti vabate yatinoti social protection program yekupa zvekudya, yekupa mari dzeschool fees, yekupa chemberi neharawa nevakaremara kuti vakwanise kurarama yatinoti environment pachirungu. Nekuti kana zvakaomera vari mugomo ko vari pasi vachazvinini? Saka ini ndaimbova gurukota patakaita mubatanidzwa wehurumende muna 2009 varipo vanogona kundipupurira nekuti zvirongwa zvatinoti dhimu zvinoendesa vana kuchikoro zvaingoti dhimu paine mwana anonzi anoendeswa kuchikoro nedhimu yegavhumendi kutoreva kuti hakuna unokwanisa kuzobatsira mwana iyeye kuwana chekupfeka nevari mumba imomo. Saka imba iyoyo yaibva yangova imba inowana chekurapisa kuchipatara pachena, nezvekudya pachena, nezvekufuka pachena.
Asi pari zvino kuti uona kuti ukama huripo hurumende nevaichibatsira vatinoti ma development partners wakabvaruka bvaruka. Saka tiri kuti hurumende ngaibude pachena. Takabhuroka vedu we tibatsirewo tobatsirwa kuti vanhu vakadaro vakwanise kurarama zvakanaka zvine mudzamo unoratidza kutsigisa unhu watinoti ubuntu pachivanhu. Saka ini ndiri kuti chero vanhu vakaremara vane kodzero yekuti vakwanise kuchengetwa nehurumende. Kana tichiti hakuna mwana anonzi street kid nekuti street hainombobara mwana. Mwana asina birth certificate, mwana asina pekugara, mwana asina kudya, mwana wehurumende, hurumende inofanirwa kunge ine package yainokwanisa kupa zvese izvozvo. Asi zvirongwa izvozvo zvakabeduka beduka. Saka panova nekudhamadhama ukada kubuda pachena kuti apa pari kukanganisika nekuda kwekuti hurumende haisoda kubvuma kuti haisi kukwanisa. Ndakanzwa zvangu gurukota rezvevashandi vachitaura kuti tiri kuti timbotipaiwo nguva. Asi chokandi kubvira January kusvika May vanhu vanga vakazoona zvichifamba nyika iri paautopilot vaiti zvinozosvika kupi?
Ya imbobata yenyu makadaro. Tine muteereri ari panhare. Hallo kola. Hallo.
Hallo, muri kunzwa?
Ehe, tiri kukunzwai. Tiri kutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Ndikaira navanteni koti Cape Town.
Taurai tinzwi.
Munoona dambudziko riri munyika kwairi inyaya dikidikicho yekuti hurumende yedu yezimbabwe inofanira kuziva chikoro zvei zvakaita kuti musoro uteni handizi. Dambudziko riri munyika varimi vedu vatakapinza mafarms haasikana vari mafarms haita production yeiti vairi maiti chaichaova.
Tinoona kuti apo vabva vakatwa yanzi airtime. Ndo rimwe dambudziko PJ iri kutarisana nevanhu vari munyika. Pakatanga mwedzi uno nezuro kambani yeEconet yakabva yataura iyo kuti mabhanduru ava kudhura kunyangwe ava vari kusouth africa zvavo. Asi ndo rimwe dambudziko riri kuchema chema vazhinji nekuti kumusha kuti utenge chiro unotenga pafoni. Neiko keshi iwo unoziya maamuriko kumusha nguva yapfuura paiitwa zvesarudzo nenyaya yeRTGS nezvimwewo zvinoitwa pamafoni. Saka ndo zvimwe zviri kutarisana nevanhu vachiti izvozvo zvese zviri kuramba zvichikwira. Ameno maimpariwa nekuti muri kuda kuenda, nyaya iyoyi iri kufamba sei? Nyaya yema2% nenyaya yekukwira kwenyaya yemabhanduru nezvimwewo izvi.
2% neRTGS kusanganisira zvemese kungokwira kwezvinhu zvakangoma nekuda kwekuti pari zvinezvi pazonyanya kukwira zvinhu parliament iko zvino tanga tipati tinoti reset kana kuti pazororo tiri kubhekera svondo rinouya. Asi tikamukatarisa masvondo maviri azvatanga kuchiitikaya ari kutotyisa kunge zvakatotanga kubvira muna December. Asi zvakatanga zviri zvishoma nezvishoma, asi zvese manziriko zvino zvabvengebatana kuti zvinhu hapasisina zvicha, hapana chakamira zvakanaka. Saka isi tiri kuti patiri kudzokera kupalamendi totomboita zvinyawo kuita mamosheni kubvunza mubvunzo. Tinotoda kuti maministers vauye kupalamendi tivabvunze kuti urongwa hwavanawo hwokuti vashandi vawane upenyu hunoita kuti vanzi vashandi vemuzimbabwe vachidada kuenda kubasa, nevashandirwiwo vachidada kuti tine vashandi nekuti vanenge vachivapa mari dzakakwana. Nemari yatinenge tinayo yemudzi homwe tichiziva kuti imari inotenga, imari yatinodada nayo. Saka izvi zvinhu zvatiri kuti tichidzokera kupandamini totoita zvinyawo chaizvo kuti tibvunzane nekunyora mamosheni nekutaurirana kuti tizive kuti zvinofamba sei. Asi ndinofunga chekupedzera chandingadadiyeu hurumende ngaizadzise chirevo chetripartite negotiating forum kutaura nevemabhizinisi nekutaurirana kwevashandi naiyo hurumende mapazi akamirira zvinoitika kuindastry, zvinoita kuvashandi, zvinoitika kumadzimai, zvinoitika kune vechidiki. Nokuti nhamo kana yauya haina rudzi, haiketi, nhamo inobata chero ani zvake. Iye zvine zvichatinongotarisira ndechekuti hurumende ngaive sensie pakutaura nyaya yetripartite negotiating forum yatinoti social dialogue. Pasina kutaurirana panowanikwa pane dambudziko. Tozoti chechipiri chine yatinoti kadoma declaration. Hurumende haina kutora chirongwa ichocho kuti ienderere mberi nacho nokuti ndomune zvirongwa zvinotaura kuti vashandirwi vanofanirwa kuita sei. vashandi vanofanira kuita sei, hurumende inofanira kuita sei, nekuti it takes two to tango. Asi hurumende haina kutora zvinonga zvechezvo. Ndosaka muri kunzwa zvakare zvekunzi hurumende yadzokera bheki kuailo paprogiramu yekutyora kodzero dzevashandi, yekutyora human rights, nekuti zvirongwa zviripo kana zvisina kuzogadziriswa, tinoti implementation, tinongowanika takangomira semanyama amire nerongwa.
Maybe if you can say the same thing in English, PJ, I don't know if you have a question for her in English, so we let her go at around, I think, in 5 minutes time, if you'd like to ask her something in English to just reiterate some of the issues.
How this 2% is affecting the workers, the people in general, as well as the data rates that have also been hiked since yesterday.
I think the all hell has broken loose in Zimbabwe. The 2% is something that has actually been raised in Parliament, and the Minister of Finance could not actually react to it correctly, because when you see an issue that has been actually pretended to, has been responded to, but it's still worrying, and the 2% is actually wiped off most of the money that were in the bank, because as you buy on the POS, that is the point of sale services, the 2% wipes off everything that you intend to actually reserve for tomorrow. So there's nothing really to talk about, because the 2% is actually just robbing the workers and the ordinary citizens of Zimbabwe of their hard-earned cash. And the data bundles, oh my God, because that is what we use for communication. The government is actually committing a crime in terms of access to information by the public, where you then you let the networks actually garnish people so that they remain without any communication to reach out to the international world or to connect to there, because we actually rely on colleagues, we actually rely on information, we also make our payments through the network. But when the data is actually increased, you find that is nobody can then afford, both from $1 to $3 to $15. Who has that money?
Pane pamwe pamataura nyaya yetsaona. Imboti tsanangurira kuti tsaona iyi chii chaizvo?
Tsaona zvinoreva kuti hauna hupi mumba, woenda wonotenga kagaba kana kuti kapu, yekuti mungowabika ipapo. Kakoking wedi mkafaru. Kekusandika ipapo. Kanora kana kagaba kematemba. Kekungoshandika ipapo, hapana chirimo chati chokuchengetedza chamangwana. Saka taona kureva kuti tatozowana by accident kuti tikwanise kudya. Ndotaona ndozvainoreva izvozvo. Saka hakuna ari kukwanisa kuchengetedza kana kuti yatinoti kustoka food, because there is nothing really to stock, because there is no purchasing power by the public to actually purchase any food to keep in the houses, but save to live for a day.
Aiwa, tinokutendai, hamene kuti mamira sei panguva apo. Sevanhu vanga tapromisa kuti tichazoti mubve kana nguva yakwana. Yakwana here nguva yenyu? Kana kuti muchiri netunguva mbichana?
Kati yakwana, ndinotenda
kukuru. Siyabonga kakuru. Aiwa, tinokutendai, muve nezuva rakanaka, PJ.
Sese kona nkosikazi mukazi.
Ngikhona yena.
Uzizile indaba ezikhulunywayo lapha ezisegudini. Linake njengabazisebenzayo. Isiqongile intengo yokuthenga idata. Isiqongile intengo yamabhandi lona lawo. Ngapha ngakwelinye icele kule 2% leyi okubile ekhulwini okumele likubhatale nxa lisenza nxa lithenga izinto nge-point of sale, at a point of sale. Kuhamba njani manje kati nxa sokunje?
Bengalele sikuru mama mpari wekhuluma ingozi sivile sikhona lakithi even thina ama-vendors. Konke khona lokhu kuyasi-affecta because singabantu siphila eZimbabwe, sidla eZimbabwe, sibhadala i-tax okufana nayo, but thina njengama-vendors informal sector sesikhanya sesibulawa kabili njengomkhumbu, ngoba nxa sizabhadala ama-tax, sibhadala sithenga ama-grocery, sesiphinda sibhadala futhi ngabo-ecokhishi besibona labo. At the end of the day sesibhadala kabili kumbeni kathathu ngelanga, okokuthi kugcina kusi-affecta. le mali zethu zakubhizinisi kade sisezosithengisa langabo ekokeshi bona labo imali zangkhona zigcina zingasaphumi kuhle ama-profits and ngibe senginanzelela futhi ukuthi uhulumende wethu kasithandi thina omama thina omama siyathanda ukuselela abantwana khathesi njengobana sokunkunje sokunzima sesibuyela futhi emabhoda sicrosa amabhoda nxa sesizacrosa amabhoda sesibuyela futhi ezihlupheni lezana seke sathi uhulumende kake zikhanyele ezokuthi siya-abhuswa siyabanjwabanjwa siyayenziwani siyafoselwa ama-marriages esingafuniyo siyaba labantwana esingalabo ngoba sabe sesifuna lokhu zethu that hand emabhoda laphana which is uhulumende naye kakubone khona lokhu ukuthi hhayi lapho sengenisa futhi omama ezingozini sengenisa abantwana sebezasala behlupheka futhi omama sebefile ngemikhuhlane ngoba kuningi okuzayenzakala kuningi even nemajele kusho ukuthi sizangena emajele ngoba sesizaqalisa phela ukutshontsha siqalise futhi nokufihla izinto emabhoda wenezi bekufanele ukuthi ngakhathesi ngendlela esesiyiyo yona ngaso kuqalisela ukulungiswa ilizwe lethu likhanye kube kuhle noma sichapha kuhle amabhoda sichaphe sibhadala kuhle ithesi sethu sisezane laye uhulumende layizi kodwa nxa sokunje vele hhayi kusho ukuthi sesibisela futhi uthi emdibileni okuthi siyokufa njengabomama abantwana besayo bezintandane so hhayi kunzima sibili uhulumende kakubone ngibongile kakhulu ngoba umpari wezekhuluma ukuthi nxa sokubuyele ephalamenti kuyamele kuqalise ukukhulunywa ngakho but kakukhishwe futhi la emthethweni alowo mina iyangicaphula kabesibili ngifuna ukuhle ngikhulume ukhona lokho kokuthi kuba labo-chief whip kakungabi labo-whip kakukhulunywe into icace kuhle ikulungisiswe kuhle abantu bekhuluma ama-MPs ekhulume abasuka lakho ezigabeni zethu ngapha ngaphansi ukuthi thina sifuna lokhu lalokhu yofind ukuthi bahambe ephalamenti kuwesuka kuwhiphe kungagcini so sesicina lathi sesingasakwazi ukuthi kathi kukacelwane izinto kazikhulunywe ziphume esobala zilungisiswe ilizwe lethu libuyele lapho elivele kumele libe khona
PJ tininge tine mutereri ke itimbovatora ndosodzoka kwauri hello kola hello
hello
tikutaura nani uye zvemuri kupi
mutaura na vamasakara ndiri kusouth africa
makadiva masa kusouth africa uku
hai ndiri nana yangu museweni
aiwa tiri wadi tipewo pfungwa dzenyu
yo hai ni pfungwa dzedu panyaya yekudhura kwezvinhu havari kuomesera kunyanya isu tiri kuno because mari kuno kunenge uchishanda zvakaomarara paunozonge uchitumirawo vanhu vanenge vari kumbawo haina chainosvika chinotenga because ezvinhu zvai zvakatooma
kwamagarawo kumagara kwenguva yakareba sei
hakuno kuti agara dzinotokwana to 5 years chaizvo
saka kumusha muri kuona zvamaisimboita makore maviri aya apfuura nezvamakuita izvinezvi pakutumira mari zvasiyana here pane musiyano here
musiyano wavapo pakuti pamakore apfuura aya waiti ukatumirawo mari yaitengo zvinhu zvinoonekerawo vanhu vaikwanisa kutengo zvino pari zvino wokuti ukatumira mari haisina chaichatenga chero $50 chaicho hapaisina chaichatenga because zvinhu zvinonge kwira nguva nenguva zvinhu zvekudhura
aiwa tinokutendai muve nezuva rakanaka regai titore vamwe vateereri
okay aiwa ndinotenda muve nezuva rakanaka
okay regai tiri kunzwa kuti nasisi Joyce Rupere vari panhare hello kola hello
makadiko
tiri wadi makadi yenyu
nhare
dzenyu hadzisi kunyatsonzwika handisi kuzoti se
makundinzwa here
zvaanani kana makatiisa palaudi
I think zvamungaitaka munogona zvenyu kutora mumwe muteereri nokuti ndiri kudriva saka I think ndo zviri kuaffecta communication yedu
orit munongogona kuti ga muri kupi zvenyu nokuti akukunzwai uyezve munofunga sei nekukwira kuri kuita zvinhu
okay ini ndiri kupostmouth kuuk ya kukwira kuri kuita zvinhu kunovhundutsa nokuti unoti ukati utumire mari unonzwa vanhu variko vachiti zvinhu hazvichakwani mhosha yakuti saka toita sei kuti zvinhu zvikwane you see vanhu vari kungotambudzika kana nesuwo kunoku they are just worried with what's going on, what Ramangwana Richaita say.
Aiwa, tinokutenda ichaizvo chaizvo, muve nezuva rakanaka.
Thank you.
PJ, apo we were hearing there from Joyce Rupert in Portsmouth. She said she's in the UK. She's saying that she's really aggrieved by what's going on at home, because when she does send money back home, by the time that people buy whatever goods they need, the money is not enough. And there are a few women that are here that want us to call them. There is Charlene Chikomo. I would say, please call me. So, Charlene, we are trying to call you so you can be on the program. We really welcome all those that are participating here with us. There's Patricia Sibanda Burawa. Ari kuti vakoma maswera sei ndikati tipewo namba saka ndofunga vachakanda namba dzavo. Timbonzwawo kuti vari kuzvita sei kwavari ikoko. Charlene Chikomati panamba saka tikwedza kukufonerai. Idris Gara ari kuti maswera sei. Idris, kana muine namba nyorai namba dzenyu tikufonerai timbonzwa kuti madzimai muri kuzvigona sei. Asi tange tiri kuchingamidza vese vari ku live streama nesu. Regai timbenda kuna CPJ.
Woti ngakai kunkosikazi Mkasa, woti nge nkanyele lavo abasilandelayo, ngizakuthanda ke kuthatha leli thuba lokuxolisa ukuthi i-live streaming yethu ikhanye ngani ike yaphambaniseka, kodwa ke hayi khathesi siqondile. Kulo Gary Twala Jackson othi sesikhona, Mkokheli Nkosi Mlomo uthi yena sokwabusa inyoni. Mkokheli Nkosi uthi yena abakhathali ngoZulu osokolayo ongelamsebenzi ngoba bona besidla izambane likaphondo banako konke abakufunayo umbuso wezano ngowegazi. Kuthi ke Austin Ncube uthi litshona njani bakithi, hayi sitshonile singabuza lina. Usiphiwe Manko Sithole uthi yes, i-Consumer Council yayisebenza, hayi ama-commission la abuyayo osivala mlomo nje. Ukumbulani Ncube uthi litshona njani, ngibukele umsakazo ngiseHaveron kwele Botswana. Austin Ncube yena uthi the only way that can fix the country, everyone must have a bank account, cause lots of money is on those people who are exchanging money on the street. So how are they going to control the price if they can't manage to control even the black market? But when I look at the countries where there is too much crime, there is, their economy is good because everyone is having a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't go to the bank and not get money.
Interesting there, PJ. But I'm telling you, you can never reply live stream. Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Makadi, you are here.
Mukatarisa ini angdona sokuti nyaya ma prize kuti taure nezvayo inenge tichitarisa kutema kwomusoro asingatarisi kuti chambotemesa musoro chii. I think kuti tindotaura nezve ma prize kana kuti price controls atonzwa vari vatungamiri venyika vachiva chitikanzi kuti zvidai zvinotoita chete, it's simple and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
I think it seems to be good to the eyes of those who cannot dig deep to see zvinhu zvibitika munyika medu.
Mm-hmm.
Ma prize agudu kungokontrolewa tisina kutarisa kuti kwevo vambomakwidzawo vamakwidzirei. Panofanira kuitwa root cause analysis, kwete kungomuka tototi sugar nhasi ngaite $2, ndiye nhasi ngaite kuti sugar ite $2, tinozvida zvose, chingwa ngachiti dollar, tinozvida tose, but chamboitawo kuti ivo vacho vebekazin veeconet vebhando vambokwidza chii.
Mm-hmm.
Status yatiri zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Be it on the side of politics, we have lost the reputation within the international community that nobody today wants to help our country. Coming to the issue of the economy, there is inflation which is escalating in Zimbabwe every day. So it's not like we have to control my prices, but that is okay. Kuno kusure kumatungamiri wenyika. Watungamiri, they must play action. Kuti mariedu itangia pozo kwa value. Musu nungo zoka mariedu value. Kakutu musu watu nungo itausha mwara wakanaka nezime nyika. Tika kwa mariedu nezime nyika. You see that even my price anungo zira oga. Tisina kumatuma. Two, and don't know so kuti urumende yedi ya pane problem kuti sunu zose raka privatizwa. Urumende yedi ya icha onichunu. Because mkatarasa, when every country runs an economic crisis, the government must nationalize everything and be the mother of the people to suffer on behalf of the people. Now, the thing is, Zimbabwe has privatized everything. Things are in the hands of Econet, Strive, Masiwa, One Man. Things are in the hands of Bekafin, which is just a private company, which becomes difficult for the Zimbabwean government to dictate terms as to which, or as to take the prices of the commodities. But if our government was owning something that they can sell, let's say they're owning a telecommunication company, it was not going to cost that much because government was elected to represent the people and government should be ready to suffer for its people. But now the government has no voice, because things are on the private sector and our government has become a mother without the resources to support your children. So the children will continue to suffer. You can't go to the next door to say, if I want to rise, that doesn't make sense. So our government now is running a problem. Everything was privatized and they don't have anything to support their people. So these are just my views that I think are also important in this discussion.
Okay. Twitter, sijizwa mga gazirisi. Mungo ti ga pane wangu wakamiri.
Sure. So ina angu kana kukuti ndakapuwa mkana. First thing chando changa kuita. Ndakapuwa mkana wabu tungamira wa Zimbabwe. First thing chando unajufana kutuwa number one is to redefine the education system of our people in Zimbabwe. Look, ukaona nga naga 13 points in Zimbabwe. Ano nzina baba wake, ukadweta psychology. Uno zababu wajitu kumuda kuzo shanti. The idea and the mentality of our people in Zimbabwe is the mentality of fetching jobs. So the education system is producing more job seekers than job creators. What we need to do is to redefine our education. So Yamakaramba new curriculum here was a way forward to our problems. Because can over the skills, you can open your own business. Number one. Number two, Zimbabwe must create a good reputation within the international community. Why is it that people are looking at us but they are not helping us? There is something that we have done that we should make sure we apologize if an apology is needed so that other countries can help us. Then number three, based on the issue of these prices, Zimbabwe day and night and everything. The Zimbabwean government must have meetings with the private owners of these companies. They've done it before. Why not doing it now? Instead of going to take public platforms to declare prices, that doesn't make sense. It's like saying when people are revolting, then you say to them, don't revolt, we'll beat you. You're not doing anything. You're just putting soil on top of a snake. Tomorrow it will come out and eat our children. Let them go and have the proper discussion, even in politics. That's why we need proper dialogue. Not the dialogue of letting people see you. The dialogue of moving things forward, not these things of saying those we have lost in the elections, they want back door to enter in the house of politics. Let there be a proper dialogue, the dialogue with the people at heart, not dialogue with the post at heart.
Aiwa, mashoko makuku tinokutenda icha izvo mukoma chikomo muvenezi varakanaka ku Rwanda kwa muri ikoko. Tirikunzwa PJ kuti tine mumwe kola Rufaro. Rufaro, muripo here panare? Hello.
Hang up and try again.
Ndofunga mabandro ya tati ambutaura PJ. Aninga apera ni kutijushua tiza tambutura nguwa chitaura na mkoma veku Rwanda. Asi tozoka kwa muri, Miss PJ.
Kwa zika kono?
Kono.
Yeah. Lisa kulumisa na yini lo hulumende uguze litutugise impilo ya besifaza na njalo ba vigelege. Njengo kucho wako kuti kalisa vigelege ranga kangago ikakhulu lapho lichapa imncwele lisiya oda izinto zenu njengaba isifaza nabazisebenzayo.
Mangethi ngiyananzelela uhulumende wethu, president wethu Cyril Edim Nangagwa is a good listener, njengo kucho kwake is a good traveler but ka implement. Siyahlangana naye, bayahlangana naye abanye ama-different organizations, omama abagogekileyo abanjani njani, kodwa uyaba uyezwa kodwa ka-implement. Ngingathi ngamanye amazwe ngingathi ulokuyi-weakness mbijana amele azithuthukise kona, ukuthi engezwa izikhalazo kahle implement kuhle kube lotshintsho kutsheliselwe ukuthi lapha uzwile abantu bahlangene ngoba at the end of the day kuzaba nzima ukuthi sibe siloko sihlangana laye sikhuluma laye ngoba at the end of the day kuyagcina sokuyi talk show kunokuphela siphuma kuma TV every day abantwana bezo mamasi sibonile kuma TV but at the end kungela lutho olwenziweyo. So ngamkhuthaza ngakho upresident wethu ukuthi kabe good listener ephinde i-implemente ekwenze kona lokho okucelwa ngabantu.
Uthiwane senze imihlangano namhlanje khona ube ngale ngasemanikaland bekhulumisana lezinduna.
Bengukhanyele ku-TV ukuthi bekhulumisana labo baqoqoza ukuthi hayi isayikoni yelini ngangena. Nahle ngangena nganika abantu ukudla kade sizivoli wompera khonokwana it's not easy, that's not what we want. Sina sifuna ingqubela phambili kukambe kuthuthe nxa kusiba lakho ngoba kade ngikhanyela kade sikuthi fine abantu wabanika ukwakha abantu wabanika ukudla kumbeni amatende lawo are they visible yini akhanya yini kumbeni uphokuka i-talk show ku-TV. So ngezinye iindlela sithi uhulumende wethu especially yena upresident wethu baba kathinte ukwenza kwakhe kaguqule noma kuyislogan sabaya abantu kodwa kake kathi usebenzisa ukuthi kake guqule kube kukhanya ukuthi abantu laphana baphiwe ngoba at the end la mazwe lawa angathi asincedisa la mazwe angathi aphowa whatever kumbe nemali kumbe nokuyini kungakhanyi ukuthi ba ne-structure kumbeni kungakhanyi sibili ukuthi lapha ukhulumile sibili lo okay kumbeni ukhulumile lo econeti ukuthi yehlisa amatarizi wangena sibili kwakhanya ukuthi kuphumile akulalutho esizalolokhu esizalo-achieve at the end sabe sesiphunga umbona ngathi ngudoli wamaphepha. I'm sorry to say that, but I have to say it. Ukuthi kabe ngubaba olekhanda sibili elikhanyayo ukuthi likhande lisebenzayo not ukuba ku-talk show ku-TV every day simbona ku-TV every day ku-TV but kungena proper thing ephutshayo.
Maybe
mama sizubuhlungu sibili ngoba usesiphusha sibili sesiphuma sesihamba sibili ngiyazibona sichapha amagoda ngiyazibona sisenze okubi okuzasenza ukuthi abantwana bephinde besale futhi bezintandane ngoba izinto akho amagoda zangkhona izinto zangkhona zisimelele zikhamisile umlomo ukuthi zisimelele ukuthi ziyenza anything siyayidestroy ilizwe imali iyaphuma futhi siyabulala i-economy ngokuwa ngokuwa ngokuwa.
Yeah, maybe I should switch to English and just
PJ, before we take her, let's just take a caller. Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Makadi, and you?
Makadi.
Tiri potri. Tiri kutawara nani uye zemuri kupi? Taurai tinzwe mkoma Owen. Asimoti ga 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 kutiti zokere kuna mae mkasa vakamira kutaura. Mkoma Owen. Nareza o PJ. I think we can go back to mae mkasa because unfortunately the calls now we really have to jump in quickly because of the data which it's so negative. But I think you were about to ask Maye Debra Mkasa. I'm not sure what you're gonna ask her, but go ahead.
To just iterate whatever she was saying in Ndebele about the safety of women, especially in those members of their organizations, the vendors association, who go to South Africa, to Botswana, to Zambia. She was saying, there are safety concerns that you have.
Yes.
Maybe if you can just give us in a few seconds, Mae Mkasa, what are those concerns that you have for the women vendors?
I was just saying we don't have enough security as women. When we are crossing borders, we are going to go back to those issues that we had of extortion in forced marriages and even ukuthi nje ngicwalele nesisi even loku you know to my breath ekuma boda lapha ukwenza ukuthi izinto zethu zingene because we can't afford ukuthengisa inkwa nge lokhu ze nge $3.50 so ugo eBotswana umbene South Africa nyobila lesedola and to come lezi nkwa lezana umbene zingu 6-7 kule SI-64 e-controller yangithi mina ngizabuya lokuningi vele ukho laphana ngizaqalisa vele bribing and whatever at the end of the day my government is losing i-revenue from me and lami I'm losing my health ngoba ngiyabe sengizama ukuthi ngi you know ngibe lobudlelwane ebhodi so I'm saying the government must have proper action for us as women
because thank you so much yeah. Maim Kasa, just please hold on, we have a caller. Hello Rufaro.
Hello, how are you?
Good. We're speaking to you from where?
I'm in Harare.
Ah, ndimi zvakatonaka zvakadaro pakadiko pa Harare.
Harare yakaoma, Harare yazopisa manje.
Titaurewo kuti kwakamira sei kuHarare uko panyaya yemitengo nezvimwe zvamuri kutarisana nazvo semadzimai.
Parisino azvina kumira zvakanaka semadzimai isusu sange isusu tiri mubusiness it's really difficult nekuti ukada kuti utengesere munhu chinhu makuseni unomupa price kuseni paanodzoka wamupa quotation kuseni kuzodzoka masikati inenge yachinja because things are constantly going up and changing.
Mm-hmm.
You can never keep up with what's going on. Saka, it's really difficult.
Murimo business ripi sister Rufar.
Let us have t-shirts and train for women as well.
Mm-hmm. Saka chiri kunyanyo
empower women.
Mm-hmm. Saka chiri kunyanyo netsa apa pane vamwe vanga vari kutaura kuti nyaya yemutengo yemari but kwakamira sei ikoko kunyaya dzemari. Nyanya muri kutaura kuti zvikwanisiro zvekuti muite basi
mitengo zvinhu zviri kungo zvada ndichikotaura kuti zvinhu zviri kukwira kana ipo kana uda ezinezvi vanhu vazhinji tako vari kutadya nemaus dollars kuti zvive something that makes sense une something chiri tangible at the end of the day you need to use US to charge in US dollars and not all of us can afford my US dollars and not all of us can afford kuchinja mari or even my prices actually tikavapa in bond or RTGS they can't afford it's just not possible. It's not doable for most women. We try to empower our kids. Kuti vasumukire vazvishandire vashandise maoko vazviwanire mari yavo. Munhu ari kutotanga from ground zero. Saka kuti munhu akadaro achitaka kumudza kuti ndoda 20 US, it becomes like an enormous problem for them. But something that needs to be rectified.
Aiwa, tinotenda Rufaro uve nezuva rakanaka.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, PJ. Ulomlalela khona ecingweni. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Hello?
Yebo.
Ngikhuluma lo bani?
Ukhuluma lo baba uNdebele Kadusa.
UNdebele ukhuluma ecingweni engaphi womhlaba?
Kadusa, ikobulawayo mntanami.
Yebo phe.
EZimbabwe mntanami.
Yeah, kulungile. Ikho kade mfuna ukuzwa.
Africa mntanami.
Hayi kukahle senzile. Uyaluzwa udaba olusegudwini.
Yebo ngilalele Jeremiah mntanami. Kade ngakugcina useZimbabwe bengakwazi ukuthi use UK.
Sengise US.
Ngiyabonga. Hayi ngilalele bengicabanga ngicale into yabo mama ukuthi ayiforum yabo mama manje zosongena enye indoda nokuthi hayi mana ngidlule khona.
Hayi siyayifuna imbono yakho.
Hayi ke mntanami ngiyabezwa amakhosikazi la bayakhuluma sebeze befuna lokuzinikela ebubini kodwa ngithi hayi mayuyo akungabi njalo. yenqanga siyonja siyonja unga pretend ukuba inja ungasiyonja wasozube loboya even one day kube lomswila mina ubuntu bakho kuzalunga ngesikhathi kuzalunga ngaso kodwa okwenza ukuthi ngingene ehlelweni Jeremiah
yeah
ukuthi uhulumende lo elikhuluma ngaye mntanami sikhuluma sezenje vele kalalelanga lo msakazo nalowo kusasa so okusayo ngolwehlanu uyavuke egile eminye imikhuba kube ukuthi ungakathi vele akalikhazwanga lutho uhulumende lowo nje wayezinto zikhwela zisezenje uthule nje uthe zigoqa izandla abantu bayabubula kodwa ngabantu yena aklema ukuthi bamvotela bamfake esihlalweni sebemfakile bamkhatsha sebekhala abantu bekhaliswa ngabanye yena usethule zwika sabalamuleli labo bantu 5 years to come uzambona sedidizela futhi ukuthi ngikhatha lingibuyisele kambe ubonani kuzavuma yini mntanami
into
emkhangeleyo ngalalindlela okwenzakala ngayo namhla izinto zikhwela nsuku zonke njengoba besitsho omama laba uthule sikaze simuzwe khuluma
uthi kakwenziweni
ma
uthi kakwenziweni cebo bani ongalinika uhulumeni ukuba aqondise izinto
angithi lizwe leli vele balithiwa iBritain from 1980 kababuyele kuBritain bayekhuluma naye balungisele bayekela into zabo zokuthi bazazitshawa ngqongqotha kungela lutho ngoba vele sibegcina sicuba njengenkomo ye vele sizobalungise lutho ngoba kathi sikhuluma sezenje sebezonda bathi hayi ngamaphaphethi eBritain kodwa iBritain iyabanika leli lizwe yathi yona sizinika abantu ngendlela abavote ngayo izanika abantu baya bawafunayo sebebafakile namba ababuyele bayekhuluma nabo abantu bayakhala
Ngoba
sebeze sikhulume sithini savela satshela ukuthi asuze sikhiwe nje ukuvota kwethu kuzakhethwa lo abamfuna singaze sikhale size siphambile ezandla iBritain nxa ingafuni kuza kuyibona laba abantu nje kuphela abayenza intando yabo kuphela ngoba iBritain iyakholisa uma kusenziwa so
ngawo le ngxabangxoza hayi sibongile kakhulu isikhathi sethu sesingasavuma yeah ebelelanga elihle
Regate Mbotora mkana wekuona zviri kutaurwa nevatsigiri vedu pano paFacebook page yedu yeShona taona vazhinji vanga vari kufara zvakataurwa namukoma vaive kuRwanda. Pana Guvei Peterson hanzi ndifonerei hwasa hamuna kuisa namba dzenyu saka tikwanise kuti tikufonerei. Fraser Chicks Nathan ari kuti Rwanda caller tinokurovera maoko hedu ha wakapenga mwana wevhu. Saka vekuRwanda vanzi varikunzi varikufarirwa zvavataura Onias Nzuwanzi maswera sei mose matimana enyika Henriette Nyamutengwa hanzi yes caller very true Courtney Mepi Courtney arikuti vachikomo vanenge vakachangamuka Zakaria Mbai hanzi it's good to be with you how are you sisters PJ hanzi makadi Edith Gara hanzi maswera sei Moses Beta arikuti yetiri pano takudzwa sose arikuti makadi isisi mavhina sisi PJ Courtney zvaka angari kutifonere ita taura na wava tombo nzuko uchichiri kutaurwa pandebele tata peza zvedu chirongwa
so useli mzuze mbili kuphela abakhona ubusani mbuso ntini Austin Ncube loke silandele lo Edwin Bebe ulaye usekela that's true Mr. Chikomo ukuthi ulalele okwamagama ngemizuzu emibili esiseleleyi mavela zothi ngibisele kunkosikazi Mkasa ukuthi icebo bani ongalipha uhulumende wethu njengoba kade lokhu khala usithi uyalalela kodwa ke kuphelele khonapho emlonyeni kungabi le implementation hello
yebo ukuthi kalalele eyenze yikho ngakutsho kuphela ukuthi kalalele eyenze etshintshe nje kukhule kube le one or two things azazenza kuthemu yona le sibone lathi ukuthi hayi uke wayenza lokhu sikhulume lokhu watshintsha lokhu especially zona lezi ndaba ze-private ezithini zona lezo zokuthi umuntu nomuntu usezenze lokwakhe kakube nezinto ezimelele uhulumende sinethethe siyibhadalayo kayiyenze ivule amabhizinisi ivule konke konke lama-industry ngemali zethu
hayi mbongile kakhulu ankosikazi ngokusinika leli thuba lokuthi sixoxe lawo okwehola lonke ubelela ngelizwe
hayi mbongile lami
Aiwa, I would like to take this opportunity to thank all those that were live streaming with us. Please don't forget to like and share. And also our guest, we had Maim Pariwa, Porina Mpariwa Gwanyanya of the MDC, led by Nelson Chamisa, who was our guest earlier on, and also we had Deborah Mkasa, who was our guest who just left, and would like to thank everybody. Ms. DJ, I'm Marvelous Mslanganya here in Washington.
Thank you.